views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. I'm the creator of the Body Regeneration Method and speaker and energy transformational specialist. I'm also the founder of the TLC community of extraordinary living. I didn't name that. My peeps named it. Great initials. So you know what? I want to encourage you guys, if you haven't checked us out, go to tracylclark.com where you can sign up for our 18-minute free download, audio download. It will clear you, shift you, align you. And it's a great place to start with our community. People always ask, how do I get into the community? I've worked with over 12,000 individual energetic sessions, and that doesn't include all the group work, all the events, all the seminars. So we've seen a lot in our community, and this is what we're here to help you and support you and understand to be able to unlock your body. This is what we do each week when we bring guests on, also to help you get ahead in your life, to see what other people are doing. And if you caught our show last week, we were with Michael Centinato, and you know we were talking about money, the energy of money, and it was so amazing that we ran out of time. So I quickly was reorganizing the schedule so we could bring him back this week, because if you caught the show, if you hadn't, I really encourage you to go back and watch that show, because it's going to start to change your foundation around money, how you interact with money, how you look at money. One of the things we love to do on our show is always shift the energy as we're talking so you can have that foundation. And as we move into new ways of being, new ways of interacting, we were just getting to some good stuff on blockchain and what was unfolding. So, well, Michael, I got to welcome you back. We had so much fun last week.
Oh, Tracy, I had such a blast last week. And I was also blown away. This is what's amazing. Your community, let me just say, is so incredible. They love you so much. and I feel like I just got a piece of that after effect of love. Because after the show was over, I got text messages from people that are in your community saying, wow, great job. Loved it. You were awesome. I was like, oh my gosh, this much love feels so good.
You know what? I always said my dream was to build a community that was a real foundational community. We hear community all the time, right? But I mean, people that reach out to you, get your bag. What people don't know about our community, and thank you for saying that, is I've seen within our community people gifting people, whether it's, you know, things they require or money or time or energy. We've built this space, and that's what it's about. And that's why I love, they called it the TLC community. It wasn't me. They're like, we're calling this, you know, it was just the extraordinary community. And now it was like, oh, the TLC community. So I was like, thank you, God, for giving me a good name.
Yeah. You got a great blessing there. That's fantastic. I did.
There was something they were thinking about, because I was like, oh, thank you. I thank my dad when I'm saying, thank you for giving me those initials, because now it works really well in life.
Beautiful.
So we, goes a long way. Yeah, you know what? We can always use a little bit of tender, loving care in every day, and especially in our money. You know, I had a lot of response after our last show, and I'm so glad you were able to come back, because people were saying to me, oh my gosh, Tracy, I had one lady, and I'm going to share her testimonial, because she's been in our community for a while, and we've talked around the energy of money and finances. Mm-hmm. And she said, I listened to the show with Michael, and I got it. My frequency, what you keep saying, I just was triggered. I got why I had this lack mentality. And she started to realize the steps she had to put in. And she goes, it took me till that show. But I said, well, hey, the light switch went on. Yeah. And now you can start to learn how to build, how to do things differently. Because I think this is the biggest area I find with people, especially dealing in the energetic world with their money. they get so conditioned that everything has to be the same or we follow the same patterns.
Yeah.
And one of the things you started to bring up was this new way of how we are going to walk into a new way of currency, or I don't even know what you call it anymore, but a new way of dealing. I'll let you explain that with money and transactions and how that happens, because there's an energy that we also with humans need to understand. You have to flip the energy from money, like meaning just dollar bills.
Yeah.
Now, depending where you are in Canada, there's a lot of money we don't have anymore, like pennies, and we don't have bills, right? We have all the loonies and toonies, but in the rest of the world, the state still has dollar bills. But then how we transact, because there's an energy with credit cards, there's an energy with bank accounts, with checking accounts.
Gold and silver.
Gold, silver, investment accounts. They're all different energies and how we relate to them. And then we left off the show and you were getting into blockchain, which is a totally different energy that people have to start to align to, or they're going to be left behind.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You're 100% right there. I love our episode last week. And if people have not listened to it, definitely go back, because we covered some foundational basics about making money and just how to make money and how to get out of the trap or the cycle of the same pattern of spend and just, you know, make money and spend it, make money and spend it, make money and spend it. And I sat with, shortly after our show a couple of days ago last week, I sat with a family and I came to the conclusion that they are allergic to money. Like,
oh, that's true. That happens a lot. They're like, push it away. Oh, great term. Yeah.
Right. 100%. You got it. Right. Like, and the analogy of sneezing came to mind because money would come in and then it would go out. Money would come in and then it would go out. And the mom told me, like, what's wild is they have no idea how much money they make. Number one, you got to know how much money you make. You got to track it.
Oh, see, amen. It,
right? Yeah. They did not know how much money they make. After all my calculations, they make $15,000 a month. A month. Wow. For the husband and father. And that's big money here.
That's,
we're talking.
Money. It is here. Yeah. They didn't know that.
They're in the top 10% of like entire Canadians.
Wow.
5% of entire Canadians. Right. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing was she told me as soon as they see money come in, they get the kids and they go for a lobster dinner. And I'm like, what? Wow. Like they have so much debt and they have so much spending and just, you know, and then they got to go for the lobster dinner. And I'm like, as soon as it comes in, it's got to go out. So there's no saving. There's no investing in themselves. There's no retaining whatsoever. They're not retaining any of that energy whatsoever. It's just in, out, in, out, in, out. So no wonder it's going to be frantic and stressful, right?
So there's a lot of people that have a fear, and I see it energetically, that if they, because I do an exercise like that in my evolutionary group, I made them track it and they were all like, oh my God, I made this much money in the last 3 years. I had no idea, right? Things that they came in. But there's a huge belief system that we've grown, well, a lot of people have grown up with that they have to break, is that if they start to look at their money, it means now they have to be accountable to it. And then there's a fear of, what is their accountability if money grows? Like, what's the responsibility behind that?
Right.
So most people in the world, because we're not taught money, right? They're like, oh, I'm just going to push it away, like you said.
Yeah.
But have you noticed something you said there, and you can see this poor family, and there's a lot of people now, like the energy just came up as I was looking at you said it. They're more, you've noticed people are more comfortable because of the way, let's just say, the top people of society in debt than they are in anything else. And that's also because our global debts are so big, and they see there's an energy that gets tied into, well, government spend, they overspend. So they tie into that, like plug into that energy without even knowing it. Mm-hmm. So debt becomes more comfortable than prosperity.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's well said. Debt becomes more comfortable than prosperity.
Yeah.
You know that
it's
last
the more norm. It's the collective consciousness, and every government's in massive debt, right? So that's a huge energetic field.
Right. And it's an energetic field that's like a vacuum pulling them in, right? Which is why
this
is going to be a nice segue into blockchain, which is that's why now in the counterbalance, there's always a counterbalance, right? So there's the positive, the negative, the light, and the dark. You can't have one without the other. And it's all encapsulated in the whole. Right, the whole of the planet, of the world, of the system. But what you said about you know, the global debt and the country's debt and then personal debt, it creates a vacuum, right? Napoleon Hill, in the book that he wrote, Outwitting the Devil, he talks about the hypnotic lightness of the planet and the hypnotic energy and how everyone's under a hypnotism of sorts. And yes. This was information that he pulled from the devil, quote, right? So Napoleon Hill essentially channeled, if you don't know the book, he channeled with the devil and had a conversation and forced the devil to give him all his secrets.
I haven't read that one yet. I'll have to get that one.
Outwitting the devil. Yeah, phenomenal.
I'll have to get that one. Well, it's true because people love to fall in the masses. That's why even when we wake up or, you know, I just did a video on that. Like you've got more intuitive and now you hate people. And I put on my YouTube because you wake up and now you're rejecting that mass programming why people irritate. Right. So with money, when you wake up, you want to reject that mass programming, right, that they've put into you, which is have debt, do what everyone else is doing, spend. Like Carter, our amazing producer, we love him. He keeps us on track. You know, what happens there is that we were just saying they have Black Friday now. We have Black Friday up here. And it's like spend. And they're always in your face. You got to spend and spend and spend. So again, follow the masses. You might save that $20, but do you really need it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great stage that people go through when you acknowledge the programs for what they are, you know, the hypnotic programs that Napoleon Hill was talking about. When you first understand them and discover them, then you have that initial rejection, right? You just reject it and then you're mad. And so the first stage of grieving is anger, right? You're just angry as shit, right? And initially you're just angry as all heck. And so you want to reject, you want to label, you want to blame, F that, right?
Yeah.
And then the next one after that is I think denial, right? You eventually you're denying, but at least now if you're denying it, you're at least coming to terms with it. And you're saying that, okay, this is what's going on. And then it moved toward, you know, you move towards acceptance. So once people are in this state of acceptance, after they've gone through these stages that people like you thankfully help them with, then they can enter a state of control and empowerment. Now I'm going to be
empowerment of their money and understanding they need. Yeah. And you probably see this all the time when you're educating people, no matter what area you're talking about in the financial world, people need to understand what they're doing with their money. And, you know, like you said, with the couple, well, if it just goes out the door and we're in debt, then we don't, you know, we don't see it. So we don't understand it. So we have no ownership. So out it goes. Yeah.
And then they can blame, you know, the mortgage, or they can blame the bills, or they can blame the interest rates or the banks or the private institutions or the credit card companies, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is when you're in blame, you give away your power. You have no power.
100%. 100%. Blame and victim. Get out.
And then it gives all the power over to them, which again puts you in a feeling of lack of control and helplessness.
Which creates more lack in your wealth fight.
Yeah. My, it's funny because I mean, you know, what's funny is how close we are to our family, but yet we're so different from them, right? For those of us that are on this awakening journey and energetic journey, we're so close to our family, but we're also very different. So
my family thinks I'm nuts. And they thought I'm nuts for 16 years and that's okay. I'll take it. Cause I'm like, I'll be nuts because there's a few things I've noticed. I'm not broke. I'm not sick anymore. I'm not tired. I'm not grumbling. I actually love my life. So I'll be nuts because I look at the rest and go, I don't know if I'd really want that.
Yes. Isn't that funny, right? You're happy, healthy. You got energy. And they're like, you're crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy because I'm happy, right?
I'll take the crazy pill all day long when people say, are you on drugs? Like, how are you so happy? And I'm like, because I know what it's like to be sick, broke, depressed, horrible, ready to die again. Like, I'm just like, how can you not? how can you not?
Love it. I know it's funny because I totally know what you mean. So let's go. So let's connect this to the blockchain, right? So this blockchain and cryptocurrency, you know, we talked about freedom, right? If you get to that place of acceptance, then you get to a place of power. If you get to the place of acceptance, now you can say, what do I want to do now? Now I have choices. I've seen the dark. I'm moving towards the light. I have choices. What do I want to do? Well, you want to have freedom. You know, I'm very big on Abraham Hicks. And she said that freedom is our natural state and freedom is who we really are. And I really recommend, I think, you know, $20, $18 on Amazon, you can get her money cards. She has cards about money, right? And they're great for money and abundance and whatnot. And so one of them says, because freedom is naturally who you are, and you know that money gives you the freedom and ability to do things, you naturally seek money. you naturally seek more money and seeking, and you seek more abundance, which only seems natural, right? Yeah. So what I think we've come out of as a planet and as a people is a, even, you know, 100 year, several hundred year, or even 1,000 year dynasty or dark age when it comes to money, right? For hundreds of years, thousands of years, that we've been in the dark ages about money, and the powerful elites that be, they have controlled money and they have controlled us because they've controlled the financial system.
Well, they all believe that they got this message that it was for the few. You know, it was like only a few, and that perpetuated in that sort of more patriarchal energy that was for a long time ago, that it was for a select few and that the rest of us should just be their slaves. And that time, and people don't understand that, there was a few years ago, that time started to break. So this is why all this, and it was actually, believe it or not, it broke. It's funny. I was doing some timelines, talking about blockchain. So it's been like almost 11 years now, correct? If I'm right, it's about 11 years it's been around. And we started to shift quite drastically into more of the feminine energy before we hit 2000, you know, 10, 12, right around the time that blockchain started to come more into awareness. So it was still very quiet on the radar, but it was starting to be developed at the time we were switching out of this real dark energy like you're talking about. A lot of people don't realize that. Hence why the energy of blockchain, as you're going to explain it more to our listeners and viewers, that it's actually quite playful. It's quite playful because it's more in the feminine energy and it's very positive. Every time I'm in the energy of it, I smile because I'm like, oh, it's like playing. Like it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
And I love that you've broken it down for us about the history of how that happened, right? So I was telling a friend last week, there's a playlist that I have created over the years on YouTube that I've just added videos and added videos. And it's called Things Everyone Needs to Know.
Oh, I love it.
Things that I think everyone should know. It's a collection of just, you know, a bunch of videos. And the first one is the history of money.
I love it. That's a great video, actually. There's a few done on them, but I've seen a few of them. They're fabulous.
Yeah. This one is like my favorite because it's a cartoon. It's all animated, all drawn with funny voices.
I think I've seen that one.
I'm sure you have. So good. If our listeners want to Google it or like YouTube it, I think it's called The Collapse of the American Dream.
I'll have you send me the link and then I'll post it below when we air the video again.
For sure.
In the replay, so they can click the link below.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great idea. I'll do that. I just made a note. So what the video talks about is all these centuries of how money has moved and how it's moved from, you know, gold, little rubies or pebbles to gold, to coins, to bills and all that stuff to where we are now today. Fantastic. Everybody should check it out. And so what we've completed, like you said, is a huge cycle. It's a massive cycle of control when it came to finance and money. With the essentially what happened and how, you know, blockchain got started was with the collapse of the global economy in 2008. Shortly after that, someone, we don't know if it was a person or a group of people, still a pseudonym, still don't know fully who it was, created the first Bitcoin, which is essentially the first digital asset or digital currency. And like all good ideas, it was just an idea. It was a culmination of other ideas. It was a combination of cryptography, which is encrypted information to allow for privatization, and a open ledger, which is transparent open ledger, and a peer-to-peer system, meaning person-to-person-to-person-to-person system that is self-regulated. And of course, a coin, meaning a currency. So there's no hard asset about this whatsoever. It's essentially a... you could call it a paper asset, like a mutual fund or a GIC, a guaranteed interest certificate. This is what cryptocurrency is. It's a digital asset, a digital currency that could be adopted as a massive global payment system. Okay. Now, some people might say, well, how is that different from PayPal? Well, PayPal is an internet bank that just moves money back and forth through the digital.
It charges you a lot.
Yeah, they got fees. Yeah, they got sizable fees.
Absolutely, yeah.
It is quick though, right? With PayPal, it's quick. I can get it. I can send money on my phone to someone else's phone and they'll get it within a minute. And
their system is well set up. Yeah.
And that's why, you know, it's so well used and whatnot. But like all things, it was rejected initially, right? In all aspects of change, it was initially rejected. However, just last night, somebody sent me money in a minute, went from their phone to my phone, their account to my account. So what blockchain and Bitcoin has allowed is for this encrypted, private, open, transparent ledger, meaning bank account, system for people to transfer money. Now, how this can be utilized is in a lot of different ways. And when I started to research Bitcoin a couple of years ago, I started to look at what's the use case for this? What's the best use case, right? If you're going to pick a stock or you're going to invest in a startup or invest in anything, you should be asking, what's the use for this? What's the utility for this?
Yes.
So in 2016, way before Bitcoin became mainstream, I started looking into it and didn't take the plunge to invest. My first investment was in the spring of 2017. But in 2016, I became convinced that this would be a permanent fixture in our society, something that all of the planet could use. Because we're very fortunate here in the Western world. I hope there's listeners in the Eastern world and even Middle East and Asian countries. But here in the Western world, we're extremely fortunate. We can move money easily. We have access to money easily. We have access to food easily. But there's over a billion people on the planet that do not have access to forms of banking. And
yes,
you might think
many people don't even have bank accounts. And, you know, there's more cell phones than there are bank accounts. And people don't realize that in the Western world. I'm really glad you put this up because a lot of times when we're talking about something different like this change, people get so caught up in where their world is, like where they live, obviously. But when you really go, I've traveled across overseas, over the pond, I have clients over there. And, you know, when you talk to these people in these different countries, quite often they don't even have bank accounts. And this is where I see it making a big difference as well, because you've got to be able to help them get out of poverty. We need a new structure.
Right. Exactly. Those people, it's funny because you might, if I say, oh, they don't have access to a bank account, then you might think, oh, well, that's good for them. But, and you might think, wow, they probably don't have a home or a cell phone or anything like that. No, they have cell phones.
They have more cell phones. They do.
Yeah, they have a cell phone, but they don't have a bank account. How interesting is that? So the whole cryptocurrency and Bitcoin allows them to send money and transfer money on their phone. Phone, laptop, tablet, computer, whatever. But your phone, just with a password and a username, you can send money or a form of currency, right?
Yes.
So when you talked about the playful participatory energy of the feminine, I love that part because that's often what the feminine is, right? It's playful and participatory. And that's what blockchain is. You need other members to sustain the network. And so how the currency or the system of blockchain moves is through data on the internet. And so different people that have computers or nodes, they do the work or the processing to allow the transactions to move throughout the network. And those people are rewarded. So another change in our society, in our energy on planet Earth, is the greater rewards coming. So the rewards were restricted to the few. But now through simple means, through owning a computer and an internet connection, you can participate and earn money by using the network to process these transactions. You lend your computing power and you get to benefit and you get the rewards of other Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. And that's what miners are. You've heard what miners are.
Yeah.
They do the work. Okay. So one of the best use cases you can imagine is the whole Western Union money transfer, international money transfer business. That's a $60 billion a year annual business.
Wow.
And if for you know, Canada's population, we have a lot of migrant workers and immigrants coming to the country. And, you know, they come legally, they get their citizenship, they get work permits. It's a fantastic system we have here. We're heavy on immigration. We love our policies on immigration. And so these people come here, they work in jobs here, and they send money back home, India, Pakistan, China, Sri Lanka, Philippines, huge, huge, huge markets for this kind of thing. And so they have to use the Western Union, you know, international money transfer system, which takes several weeks, anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks for their family overseas to receive the money, and will cost them maybe $30 a transfer or $60 a transfer. Now, minimum wage is $15. So you're talking, 2 hours worth of work just to send the money that you're working for to send your family back home. If they have Bitcoin, then they can send the money for 30 cents.
And it's instant. And I think this is something that, I know we have to take a break here, but this is something that I want to dive more into when we come back, because right there alone, 30 cents to $15, you can start to see how, as we integrate back into a different system, again, because we have integrated from bargaining to gold to silver to paper money to everything. Now, this is just another level, another integration of how we function. You can see, like, wouldn't it be nice? Think about that. What did he just say? 15, 30 cents or whatever, from that $15 to $30, you're now working a few seconds versus a few hours. So we're going to take a quick break because we're going to come back and expand more with this with Michael. Michael, how can they get a hold of you? I know we'll have the detailed information below. You guys can always come through us too as well if you lose Michael's info. But how could they get a hold of you directly if they want to learn more about how you help people with their money, the blockchain, all of that great information?
Yeah, I've had last week, when we did the show last week, it seemed like all those methods worked well. So I had people emailing me. I had people finding me on Facebook. So I got direct messages on Facebook. So you can search my name on Facebook and send me a private message. There's my business page there, Michael Santinato. And then there's also email, which we'll put at the bottom of the show notes there.
Excellent. And you guys can also always see it also on, if you come through my communication, you'll see it on all of my Instagram and Facebook as well. We make sure we connect because you can imagine when you're dealing with a large amount of people, we make sure that you get to the right person at the right time. So we're going to take a quick break. Go get your coffee, come back, because when we come back, we're going to dive a little bit more into blockchain and why we want to expand your awareness more into this field, because it's here to stay. You heard this last time. It's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. So it's time that you start to at least pay attention and start to do some homework. So we'll be right back after this break.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and we are here with Michael Santinetto talking about your money, the energy of money. And we started to dive into the blockchain cryptocurrency because this is part of the new world. And we, you know, a lot of times it's not spoken about too often unless you know where to go. It's kind of like when you wake up, either everybody's awake or everybody's asleep. You're trying to find where do I fit. And that is what it's about today. So when we left after the break, and I encourage you, if you did not get a view of last week's show, please go to Transformation Talk Radio under the Tracy L. Clark Show. You will see it there. You'll also see it on my YouTube. It's really important that you start to get the foundation of the energy of money, especially when you're looking at something new, like we're talking about today. And on the break, we were just talking about how, you know, there's an evolution of how we move through things. And that was, you know, in the old days, we bartered, and then there was silver and gold, and then there's paper money. This is just another transition that we want you to be really strong to, and we want you to just open and expand. So if you're having resistance listening to this or going, that's crazy, I just want to thank the hand of God of opening you to expand your awareness, meaning expanding your energy field a little bit more to really listen to what Michael's saying and to really get some information. Because if you heard us before the break, we were talking about, I think you said, Michael, what was it, $30 for a Western Union transfer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, versus like literally cents.
30 cents, yeah.
30 cents. So do the math there, guys. Imagine if you're having to send money back home somewhere, yeah. That's a lot of money saved, especially if you're doing it even four times a month.
Yeah, that's right. And some of these people are doing that, right? They come to Canada, they're migrant workers, they work here, they send money back home because of the difference in currency and valuation, and they're spending money and they're losing time, their family's wasting time waiting for that money. And then the person that's working hard, sending the money, they're losing a lot to fees.
So how long does it take? Because I don't know that system at all. How long does it take if they send a transfer, say, by Western Union now back home for their loved one to get it back home?
That usually takes 2 weeks, could take 2 to 3 weeks.
Our technology today, it takes that long.
Well, that's because they're using an outdated system. They're using a paper-based system. They're using a paper dinosaur, like slow moving system. I was on the phone last night with a business consultant who talks about all these businesses he goes to see that are not using technology. They're not utilizing computers or the internet. They're using paper-based systems. And he says they're dying. He says they're dying because they can't keep up. And so it's interesting. If you look at what Elon Musk did with Tesla, right? Everybody said it was a shit show and it wasn't going to work. And then now all these other car companies are now getting electric cars to the market. So the key takeaway for everybody here is if you don't keep up, you'll be kept out.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, it was like, it's funny you say that. I still have people come to me and they take like their business receipts and they have them in big piles and they're I'm like, why don't you just hook up those programs online? It'll just connect to your accounts. You're in, you're done. And they're like, oh, I can do that. I'm like, that's 1 minute a day versus, you know, 20 hours a month trying to weed through your receipts. And yeah, I'm amazed. And you see that in the energetic field. Again, back to, and I'm going to clear this if you guys are listening on the show right now. And I thank the God clearing it to you. All that accumulation of where the information was put in your system, the root and the seed of your resistance to money. And I'm going to thank the God of starting to pull that out. I'll tell you, when we start to pull it out, though, you might find yourself shaken a little bit or become frustrated or go, oh my God, I'm more afraid. But it'll happen because your awareness will expand because we got to keep up. This is not stopping, this blockchain. It's going.
That's right. Yeah, I'm so glad we're on this topic because, like, again, with the electric car, it's going to be everywhere soon, you know, internet everywhere, right? Look at how long it took for things like Snapchat to catch on or Facebook to catch on. Things are speeding up. And so if you're not keeping up, then you will be left out. So you want to take the time to become aware. And the opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, go to those who are aware.
Yeah, you know, they always say the biggest wealth transfer is coming. I've heard that quite a bit in the last 2 years. You probably heard that too.
Yep.
But this is just my opinion. I can be totally wrong. And if I am, that's fine. I'm totally okay with that. But I don't think it's coming. A lot of people think it's coming in terms of stocks or they think it's coming in terms of inheritance. But I think we're going to see it in these other areas, similar to how there were a lot of new people that generated wealth through the tech boom, right? Similar how you saw that. You can see energetically there is this shift in different pockets. I'm not saying you're not going to make a lot of money. And hopefully that's not what you're... I hear that all the time. It disgusts me. So hopefully you're not waiting for someone to die to have your wealth transfer. You know, you want to... I do hear it and it's sad, right? Yeah. So this is a time where you can take ownership of your money and you can start to create. So you don't even care when that extra money comes, wherever it does. That's just a bonus because you've been creating and generating in these new areas of different wealth transfers.
Yes, there is a wealth transfer that's going to happen generationally, actually.
Yes.
To step away from blockchain for a minute, the biggest wealth transfer in history is going to happen from the baby boomers to their kids, the millennials.
That'll be their inheritance space, yes.
Yeah. And, as a financial advisor, I'm getting phone calls now where my mom just died or my grandfather just got diagnosed with this or this, you know, and there's going to be this in here. What do we do? What should we do? You know, I sat down with a guy on Saturday whose dad died and he had left him about $150,000. And he's just like, I've never had this money before. I've never known money. I've only known debt and just getting by and struck. What do I do? I'm proud of him because he was so particular about what he should do and who he should trust. And I'm just proud of him for thinking that way. So,
well, because that's a big thing when people don't know, having those kind of big wealth transfers in your energetic field can also, if you are not energetically aligned to receive it and understand how to use it, you become like those lottery winners that lose it right away.
Yes, and that's why
you, none of you.
No, you're exactly right. Because then you end up worse off, right?
Yes.
The people that win the lottery end up worse off than where they were before. They often are left with, gosh, I wish I didn't win the lottery in the first place, which all that's lacking is energy. That's why you got to work with people like Tracy, because you know what you do for people is give them the energetic grid, the sustainability in their body to handle that kind of influx of energy. Money's just energy.
Yeah, so they can. It is energy, so they know what to do with it. They hold on to it, and they can accumulate on it versus it going out the drain. We have a lot of great testimonials on that, and I think it's important. That, guys, is your big foundation, and that will help. So there's all these different forms of wealth that will be passed down. But this is with the blockchain, I believe, is a place where people can at least, you know, understand that there would be some ways of, you know, and I'm not saying you and I know, it's not a place where don't deviate from your normal financial plan. That's not what we're saying. But what we're saying is that, you know, you might want to put $100 in there. You know, I don't know.
Well, the rules to investing that I like to follow, and we touched on this in the last call. So definitely listen to that last call that we had. But I'm going to share now some fundamentals and some essentials for investing. So number one is invest only in what you understand. So if you don't understand blockchain and Bitcoin, you got to watch some documentaries. There's several great documentaries on the topic of Bitcoin that you can find on Netflix alone and YouTube alone. Tune into calls like this. Speak to a financial advisor like myself. Speak to someone like Tracy who understands this kind of thing. So number one is educate yourself, because the biggest risk is not knowing.
Correct.
The biggest risk is not knowing. If you know it, if you understand it, then the risk is very, very minimal. So number one, only invest in what you know. Number two, the classic rule of investing is buy low, sell high.
Yes.
Right? It's not buy high, sell low. But in what happened last year in 2017, November, December, was the mainstream media spent the entire summer and fall pumping up Bitcoin. Yes. Pumping up Bitcoin. Listen to my words. Pumping up Bitcoin.
Pump, right? pump. It's like, I always say it was like one of those, what do they call those things when you pump them to fuel the fire? You know, when you're having a fire and you blow the air? You know what I'm talking about, right, guys? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like that's an air tire. You're putting air in your tire. You're pumping the air in your tire, right?
Yeah.
So they pumped it in the media. They pumped it in the media. They pumped it on the news. They pumped it in the newspapers. It was making headlines. They pumped it, pumped it, pumped it. And then everybody bought it, right? So everybody bought it. Mass people were heading out, how do I buy Bitcoin? And a lot of them bought at the wrong time. They bought high, right? They heard over the summer. They heard over the fall. And then they bought in the winter. And then in the winter, what did they do? They dumped it.
Yeah.
So you have to beware of pump and dumps, okay? This is an actual technique and strategy that Wall Street uses, that the mainstream media works together with Wall Street, that works together with the banks, that works together with these powerful elite families to make profits. They pump and dump. And what they do is they pump it to the mass of people. Yeah. People buy it high, and then they're stuck with it. And then the ones that are in control, the ones that were in on it, they sell high. Yeah. So you've got to become aware. You either have to work with someone who understands this kind of thing, or you have to become aware yourself. So you got to beware of pump and dumps. And another thing I wanted to understand is, what I wanted to share is, if you want to empower yourself with investing, then read a couple of investment books, read a couple of trading books. Because we talked earlier about energy patterns and energetic patterns. You mentioned, I think, on the break, if you look at some charts, like let's say you just look at the Bitcoin trading chart, you can see the ups and downs. You can see the big ups and then the big downs. That's because it's a frequency. It's a wavelength, the vibration. That's how it moves, right?
Yeah.
We're looking at how energy moves.
It is. And that is, you know, I like that. And one thing that people become lazy. And if you're listening to this, you're like, that sounds like a lot of work or lazy. Just, you know, even get the books, have them, and just start to even skim through them, watch some YouTube stuff, you know, or get on there, Google. But again, even for information, this is where you contact financial advisors like Michael, who actually could say, these are some books you can read. These are some things you can understand. So we were saying earlier, right, of getting ahead, because even energetically, there's something that people don't always know. So people are like, well, I'm calling in the energy, or I'm moving in my frequency. But here's what happens is our frequency inside changes first, and then you start to realize it outside in your actual living world. Yeah. So most people are doing the opposite. They're trying to get it from the outside and bring it into their bodies. And I'm like, it doesn't work that way. You have to change here. And then it'll show out here. So with money and learning, this is a great thing. If you're understanding how to shift the energy of money in your system, and you're working with someone like Michael, with you, to actually say, okay, what books do I need to read? And at that same time, if you're doing that, and then you're going to read the books, or you're going to get that information, it'll tether to your system faster, so you can make a better informed decision of what you're purchasing.
Mm.
Way better. People don't realize that, but it's really, really powerful. And it works 10 times faster than just the law of attraction, where you're sitting there going, okay, bring me my money. It doesn't work that way. But people say, I've been asking to bring me my money. It doesn't work that way, guys.
I think this came up earlier and I didn't mention it, but I'm going to mention it now. I feel like really what we're talking about is integration.
Yes.
You know, we're not just talking about information. We're not just sharing information.
No.
I know that for those people that are in your program that have already invested with me and done work with me as well, they're integrating the information. They have the advantage of integrating the information into their body, into their energetic field, which is different from just getting information, right?
Very different.
If you're absorbing it and understanding it, then you're integrating it.
Correct. And then your field inside starts to change, which that's where I'll tell you, we see people's prosperity levels go through the roof, because when that happens and they call someone like you, and you've seen this with people just in our community alone, guys. And, you know, that's why I say, check it out. If you need a community, these are the kind of people we bring in to help support you get to where you want to go. So when they get to you, you're able to have that conversation. You probably notice with a lot of our little peeps, I love them because they're like, oh my gosh, I get the energy of money, but they also understand what you're telling them. But haven't you noticed they will go back and research if you tell them to?
Yeah, I get calls from some of the people in the community like on a weekly basis. And it's like, they're different from last week.
Yes.
From last week. Like, what did you do last week? Because you're different now. You know? Yeah.
Their awareness, but then they're ready to make a decision and they're ready to try something different. And it's all about integration. It is 100%. So what would you say for people? I know we're already getting to the top of the hour. We have, I think, about 8 or 7 minutes left here. For people that want to explore more about blockchain, or so we know we've got some, we're going to put some videos down below. You can look. Michael's going to send me that. I'll upload that for you. We're going to have some books he'll send to me as well that we will upload for you. But if they say, okay, I want to contact you and maybe, you know, find out how can I start to, you know, maybe have $100 if they've never done it before, or maybe people have money already that they go, okay, based on my portfolio, what do you say to them if they say, I kind of want to check out more, I'd like to start to invest a little bit?
If you just want to invest a little bit, you can get started. There's a lot of information available online. There's really simple guides, and I'll share them with you as well to add to the show. Okay. Really simple guides and easy ways to just get started with a little bit. I did an event, seems like a long time ago. A year and a half ago, the event was called Everything You Need to Know About Bitcoin in 2 Hours. And I recorded it and saved it. So for people that wanna, you know, everything in one shot, make it simple and easy, then I can share that video, that course with them. So everything you need is in there, how to buy your first Bitcoin and whatnot, and how to understand it. And then if you are serious about investing more and maybe moving some of your investments from one category to a different kind of investment, then I'm up for those conversations for sure. Those take a little bit of understanding and a little bit of comprehension. So I invest the time to share that knowledge and how our program works. Myself and my team, we have our own investment that's doing very well. And we invest in different categories in cryptocurrency and different ways that are making money and doing well. We have active traders that know when to take advantage of the lows and take advantage of the highs.
What do you say? So there's, and there, you know, we've just kind of block, or we're talking about the blockchain and then Bitcoin. And I think that's the best place for people to start, because there's all these other coins and everything. Don't overload yourself, guys. Go just to the basics, understand the basics. And then once you want to start to understand a little bit further, it's kind of like a rabbit hole. It's like when you wake up, right? You're like, you go down that little rabbit hole and you realize, oh, that's a lie. Oh, I got to change my thought pattern on that. So it's a new way. And I want you to really explore that. But one of the things that we were talking about on break, and I want you to touch a little bit more, is what do you say to the people? There's a lot of, we were talking about media, pump and dump. They were pumping it. And now there's all the fear, like, oh my gosh, that's a scam. Oh my gosh, stay away. Oh my gosh. And we're just saying, do your own homework. That's it. We're saying, do your own homework. But you notice there's that flip in the media. They're pumping it, saying, buy it, it's great. And then they're like pulling it down, going the next day, going, no. So for anybody even trying to explore, it's pretty confusing, because now the fear kicks in.
Yeah.
Because they want to pry on your fear like they do a lot in anything in life. Let's make you afraid so you'll run away.
For sure. Yeah. For those in control, fear is a strategy for control, right?
Correct.
For those in power, fear is a strategy that they employ to gain control. So what they do behind the scenes is they've already figured out their plan. Right, they've already figured out when they're going to manipulate what, and unfortunately, the crypto market was once really completely moved by the people. It really was a currency by the people for the people, and up until the beginning of last year, I would say it really had its own free flowing movement that was by the people for the people. And then the powers that be got involved, and as they do, they stepped in with their regulations and policies and fear tactics, and they did their own pump and dump strategies, and then they gained control. You guys have to spend time, and just if you're in a good place mentally, imagine the kind of control these people employ. And realize that it's a game. It's a game that they're playing. It's a game that we're all a part of. We came into this world. Our souls came in here. We're in these bodies. We said we're up for playing the game. And that's why you have to arm yourself with more tools and knowledge. And so fear is a strategy that they use to employ to control. They want to make money and their game is control. So what they do is these pump and dump strategies where they inflate the price of something and then get you to buy high and they sell high and then they deflate the price. And then that's when they buy back in low again. Because the number one classic rule of all investing is buy low, sell high. It doesn't matter what
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. And I think there's, you know, you can see in life how things have been driven by fear for, like you said, control. And there is a theory, and I actually say energetically, it always checks out correct, that for all of us that have come back at this time that are very aware, and we're raising this awareness is because we were part of that really bad seed all those many, 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 many years ago that started this crap we live in today. So it's like, okay, yeah. We got to come back, awaken and go, do a course correction and help make the world a better place. And guys, this is the number one thing. And I see this in my whole community all the time. It's what we work so hard to dismantle in people. Well, it's not hard. It's easy once you start to understand it. But when you live in fear, your life will always end up going sideways. It really will, because you'll find you'll make the wrong choices. You won't get your dreams, your visions, and you won't accumulate the money that you're actually looking to or the health or vitality. So if you're struggling with a lot of things, look at what the root fear is, especially do you have a fear of making a lot of money? Because if you do, who's going to take it from you and your family? If you make a lot of money, do you think someone's going to come after you? If you're stable, do you feel you're going to have a fear of more responsibilities than ever before? Or do you have a fear you won't be able to handle it? Some people, even with an extra $10,000 a year in their pocket, they'll blow it in a minute because they don't know how to handle it. So I want to encourage you as we're talking today to expand in this new area of really ask yourself. A lot of people go, no, I'd be fine with that. But in truth, if you were fine with it, you would create the money now that you're looking for. So you have a root fear that you're holding on to. And it might be the fear of, if I look at something alternative like a blockchain, that's crazy, I'll lose my money. And if you say something like that, then again, in the stock market, do you have a fear? Because stocks go up and down. We saw the crash in 2008. We've seen houses go up and down. Everything goes up and down. That's the way it is in life. It's a cycle. It comes back. But what is your fear? You might say, I'm afraid of that because I'm afraid of loss. Michael was saying that earlier. Loss is big. Loss is loss of family, loss of money, loss of loved ones, loss of relationships, loss of work. Did you know they're all tied together? They're all tied together. So if you have a fear of any loss, it'll infiltrate your whole area of life, which will affect your money.
Super powerful what you just said, talking about loss and also talking about karma. Like you talked about karma. You said, we're here to come back and correct, right? We're here to make the correction. One of the things that's hard to face was the idea that why I'm so geared now towards service and light and helping and all that is in this lifetime is because in a past lifetime, I was dark, like dark, dark, dark. That's hard to believe.
That was bad, bad, bad soul. But we've all been there.
But it takes a higher level of understanding to understand that this is all part of the game and it's all part of like the movie. If we step back, if we're looking at a movie, there's a good and a bad side. Of course, there's the dark and the light, of course, right?
Yeah.
Correct. The other great thing that you finished off with was loss. And in that first call we had last week, we talked about expansion and contraction and how those are the only two energetic states in the universe, right? Yes. So I think it's important to end, if we're coming to the end, to talk about keeping up with the changing of the times, keeping up with the energy that's moving. Right? If you don't keep up with the energy that's moving, then you're in stagnation. You're succumbing to inertia and you're going to be in that resistance state. But if you keep up with the energy that's moving here on the planet, like corporations adopting blockchain, companies innovating in blockchain, established companies and giants like IBM taking on blockchain, and then brand new startups and brand new teams of people creating new uses for blockchain and cryptocurrency and utilities and giving people more freedom. That's where this is moving. So if you invest in that, you're a part of that. You're a part of that expansion in your money and in your body, in your awareness, in your ideas, in your thinking. And That's just where things are going.
It is. And you know what? I know we've come to the end. I think this is an incredible way to sort of just end this today and to expand your awareness. I can't thank you enough for coming back. I know you're going to be more regular on us because everybody loves this topic. So we're going to have to twist Michael's arm a little bit more and see if he'll come back more in a regular space to shift your energy of money. So we'll leave that with you.
Okay.
But thank you so much for coming on today. And for everybody, we will leave all of Michael's information below. You'll be able to find it. And when you rewatch the replay, I'll make sure the links, everything that we talked about today. And just really want to encourage each and every one of you to expand your awareness into the energy of money, because this is going to make some change. So you will find that if you take that leap of faith, that you will start to change your whole perception of how you interact with money, which will make you into a whole new way of living. So thank you, Michael, so much. Happy to have you here. And we will see you again. And everybody, please check us out next week on the show. We have Tom Palladino here, he's going to be talking about scalar energy. He's had huge, huge, huge results in eradicating illness and diseases. So you can check him out online if you want before he comes to talk to us next week, so we can get your health moving so you can go and spend all that wealth that you're going to be accumulating in your frequency. Take care, everyone, and we'll see you next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.